Tax Committee to order. We now have a quorum. In front of us today, members, is Senate File 2352. It is a bill, a federal conformity bill, that will allow taxpayers who make charitable contribution to the Haiti relief effort, if they make those contributions between January 11th and March 1st, to be able to use those deductions on their 09 return. It's a federal conformity issue. The federal government passed this provision on the 22nd, signed it into law on the 22nd of January. There's one small technical amendment. It's just a cross-reference. It's the A1 amendment.
I move it.
Senator Pogelmiller moves the A1. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. Department have anything to comment on the bill? Nothing from the department. The Red Cross is here, members, and I asked them to come in and maybe talk a little bit about their Haitian effort so that we learn a little bit more about what's going on there.
Good morning.
Mr. Hansen, please state your name and who you represent for the record.
Phil Hansen. I am the CEO of the Twin Cities Area Chapter of the American Red Cross. And thank you, Chairman Bach, and thank you to the members of the committee for allowing me to speak today about an important and timely issue for the Red Cross and many other non-governmental organizations that are serving the needs of the people so affected in Haiti. Again, my name is Phil Hansen. I'm the CEO of the Twin Cities Area Chapter of the American Red Cross. I'm honored to have been with the organization now for about 30 years and have responded to some 200 disasters myself, having seen firsthand how the generosity of people across this country can really change lives. The Red Cross wholeheartedly supports the legislative efforts to aid charitable giving. During this time of unprecedented need in Haiti, the outpouring of support from Americans and generous Minnesotans is making it into the hands of the Haitian people, and this legislation will help us provide even more help and hope to survivors. A couple of key points I just want to touch on today, and things I think you might like to know. From our response, and we have some handouts that we've either put in front of you or you'll have shortly that gives kind of an overview of the Red Cross response to Haiti. We have been providing the funds very quickly into the hands of the Haitians that need support. We have over 100 Red Cross specialists on the ground, and they're working with over 500 Red Cross members from across the world, Red Cross and Red Crescent societies from 30 different countries, supporting over 25 Haitian Red Cross volunteers in the areas of health, logistics, relief supply distribution. The funds we received this far are aimed really at providing immediate relief to the victims of the earthquake, with almost 70% of the funds being committed or having been committed for primarily food and water at this stage of the operation, and 20% for shelter, 11% for health and family services. The Red Cross distributions of food and relief items include things like blankets, kitchen sets, hygiene kits, buckets, water containers, soap, detergent, mosquito netting. And we've already reached some 250,000 people with the assistance that we've provided to date. The Red Cross is really also helping survivors address many of the health needs, providing physical health services, but also over 250,000 immunizations now for children on the island as well. The funding is going to continue to be needed for several years into the future, and the legislation that you're looking at here may help spur some additional giving for people at this time. We really anticipate this is going to be a long-term operation. Already, this is the largest single operation the International Red Cross has responded to in its history for one country. It's even bigger than the tsunami that we had back in 2005. From that tsunami, we gained a lot of experience, and we actually, over the past 5 years, have been working there to provide water, sanitation services, emotional support, health care, shelters, restoring livelihoods. We'll do similar kinds of things on the island of Haiti in response to the earthquake that's occurred. It's important also to note that even a small donation makes a huge difference. A $10 donation today provides a first aid kit equipped with all the things, bandages that people need for 15 to 20 quake survivors. A $10 donation can also provide 2 cans of water to store clean drinking water and basic first aid supplies and blankets. The Red Cross is one of many NGOs that is currently responding on Haiti, and I think the legislation will help support many nonprofits across Minnesota that are active in Haiti relief right now. Americans are very generous, and we're very fortunate to live in a country that's very generous, even when we're in a down economic time ourselves. And for many that are giving this to this particular Haitian event, it's the first time they're ever experiencing philanthropy in their lives. and we appreciate their generosity. I think giving people this opportunity to extend their tax benefit for 2009 is making a big difference, potentially in people giving additional gifts to the Haitian relief effort, but also that people might give again to other domestic activities as well and not limit their giving this year. The legislation really honors givers and supports the idea of philanthropy, and it's a way of saying thanks to appreciate those who have given. The legislation may also help people consider to make those additional gifts, and it's really an opportunity for people to continue to help support the needs of the people on the island of Haiti. So I want to take again a moment just to say thank you to you all for considering this legislation. It's very timely. It's very appropriate. We have a great deal of help to continue to provide to the people of the island, and your support is going to make a difference in our capabilities to be able to do that. That's the end of my testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Hansen. Senator Rest.
Thank you, and thank you very much, Mr. Hansen, for your work. I want to emphasize that I don't think people in general make charitable contributions in order to get a tax break.
That's true.
But in this kind of a situation, for those who have already done their tax returns but haven't sent them in because they have a liability, those of us, and I'm in that situation, I would much rather write a check to the American Red Cross or, in my case, to UMCOR, the United Methodist Committee on Relief, rather than send that to the IRS. Mm. So I encourage people, if you haven't done your tax return or if you've done your tax return and you know you have your liability and you haven't sent it in, consider the impact of making a contribution to the people of Haiti rather than necessarily making a contribution to the federal government who may or may not use your dollars to help the relief.
Senator Rest, well said.
May I respond? I'm sorry.
Mr. Hansen?
Please. May I respond to the Senator?
Sure, go ahead.
Briefly? Just to say as well, I agree 100%. And also what you'll be doing is by having the bill and putting out to the community the information about the additional time frame, it keeps it in the news, it keeps it visible,
right.
And more people may continue to give just by virtue of the fact that the legislation that you're producing, because, things go off the radar screen a little bit. This will be an opportunity to bring it back on for a time, knowing that funds are still needed. So I appreciate
it. And, Mr. Chairman, the same thing happened when we when the federal government and then Minnesota acted at almost the same time frame for tsunami relief, where people could take a charitable they could choose. They didn't have to do it in the current year, but they could do it. And I think that that also kept that relief in front of the public for a longer period of time.
Well, Mr. Hansen, the Capitol Press Corps is not in the room, but they usually watch us when we're on TV. So hopefully they will make more of the public aware of Senator Rest's
It was an article today.
Comments.
And mentioned on public radio, too. So,
Senator Dibble.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Thank you for your presentation. Thank you for all the great work that Red Cross is doing, American Refugee Committee, so many others who are doing just really fantastic work responding to this just unbelievable catastrophe. I had a technical question. I mean, I don't know if you can answer it. I know we're conforming to the federal law. Do you have any idea, Mr. Chair, or maybe counsel knows, why the deadline of March 1st, 2010?
Well, I believe that is the federal provision. Is that it's counsel?
It is the federal provision.
Mr. Chair and Senator Dibble, that is correct. I assume that was chosen so that it dovetails with the filing deadline of April 15th and still gives people a little bit of time.
Okay. I was wondering why it wasn't April 15th. people making their donations right up until the day of. Who knows the mind of Congress? I know. We probably would have done it differently. May I ask another
Senator Dibble.
Quick question? The provision that just allows the record-keeping requirement to be met by the appearance of a line item on a phone bill, that's to alleviate some of the administrative burden that Red Cross or some others might have who are raising money through the texting technique? Is that
there are a variety of methods that people can employ to make a gift, including online contributions and to do it through texting, as you said, which has been a new methodology for the first time this year that's been incredibly successful. So that's an item as well. And you can do it certainly in the standard ways, you know, through 800 numbers and also through through directly mailing in contributions. So there's a variety of different vectors through which people can give.
Great. Thank you.
I think, you know, Senator Dibble, that's a good point. I think in this new online world where people are doing more and more transactions online, where they're making a commitment and then receiving a bill later, either on their credit card, I think the language that allows that confirmation through some kind of electronic communication to be the date the contribution was made is probably more within the intent of the taxpayer. Okay. Senator Moore.
Mr. Chair, members, I wanted to take this opportunity, given the subject today, to brag a little bit about all the children, not only those in Minnesota, but all across this country, who aren't necessarily going to be taking advantage of the bill that we're passing today to conform to the federal law. But lots and lots of our children have been collecting money at their schools and sending it to the children in Haiti. At my children's school on the east side of St. Paul, my daughter's teacher actually teaches at a school in Haiti, not that far outside of Port-au-Prince. And when the incident happened, it was very, very personal to our teacher and to our school. And our kids have been bringing their changes to school to put into a box that's going to get sent directly to that school. And so while the grown-ups can take advantage of this, I just want to publicly and on the record compliment all of our children, those in Minnesota, but our children all across this country who are feeling this so deeply because of all the children they know whose lives are affected by it, and they're really doing their part, and I think it's just wonderful.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Langsa.
Mr. Chair, a cousin of mine and her husband were going to adopt a two-year-old Haitian boy that was in the orphanage before the earthquake hit. She went over to see him, found out he had a nine-year-old sister, so they had agreed to adopt both of them. And then the earthquake hit, and going through Senator Klobuchar's office, within a few days of the earthquake, they came to Minnesota. So I now have two Haitian cousins.
Senator Dibble.
Thanks. I'm really happy Senator Waugh reminded us of that. I just read in the Southwest Journal, my local Southwest Minneapolis community newspaper, about the Lake Harriet School. The kids at Lake Harriet School did the same and raised over $1,000. Pretty remarkable.
May I move the bill?
Mr. Hansen, thank you very much for coming in. Senator Rest moves that Senate File 2352, as amended, be recommended to pass. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Contrary, no. The motion prevails. The bill is passed and sent to the floor of the Senate. Members, one last thing. Next, we won't have another committee hearing this week. We have a few bills been introduced, but very few that people have put hearing requests in for. But we will meet probably once next week, maybe twice. I think the only staffing change in the Tax Committee for this session is our new committee page. Joe DeSanto is going to be paging for the committee this session. Other than that, if there are other staffing level changes, somebody please let me know. We'll be happy to recognize them next time we meet. Anything else from the committee members? If not, this committee is adjourned.